Well, my name is Javier Hernandez. My job title is Production Maintenance Technician. I'm basically your handyman around here. Whenever something needs to get done, they usually call on me. Something needs to be moved, something needs to be hung on the wall, something's broken, needs to repair. I'm the man they go to. I've been here for a little over 6 months.
How did you find this position and get interested in working for Kayco?
Well, my interest was brought to my attention by actually my sister-in-law works here, Leticia, and she's been working here for a while. What happened was my wife and I moved from Austin to San Antonio because of a job opportunity for her with USAA Insurance. So when I came over here, my sister-in-law had talked to the production manager who was the manager then to see if he had an opening for me to come in. And he brought me in, and I was basically, at that time, just kind of like a parts runner, just go and take care of the recycle. And little by little, I fell into the role of the maintenance side of it. So, like I said, I'm just here like your basic handyman here.
Cool. Can you tell me a little bit about your military service, what branch you were in, and what you did there?
Yes, ma'am. I was with the Army. I was in the Army branch, and I was enlisted from 1990 to 1996. It's kind of unique. I went in at the age of 30. Basically, people go in there right out of high school. Yeah. And stuff. I was passing by a recruiter one day, and I didn't have any insurance for my children. So, I talked to the recruiter, and once I told him why I was interested in joining, he kept calling me. Think of your family and all that stuff.
He had an angle.
Right. So I said, okay, well, look, I'm interested in going, and like I said, for my family. Yeah. But get me a job that's interesting, something. I don't want to be in infantry. I don't want to be working in the kitchen. I don't want to be working in an office. So he got me into aviation. Oh. So I was a crew chief on the UH-60 Blackhawks. It's a cargo helicopter. And the luck of the draw, when I went to basic training at Fort Dix, New Jersey, and then I went to Fort Eustis, Virginia for my schooling, right when I came home after schooling for 2 weeks, and when I got to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, my first duty station, they told me, don't even bother unpacking, we're leaving. Where are we going? Well, that's when Desert Shield started, that's when Desert Storm kicked in. So then I went to Iraq. I was in Iraq 2 weeks later. So I was there for 7 months. My job was a crew chief as a mechanic on the helicopters, and I logged over 600 hours of flight time in my 6 years. It was a very interesting job. I enjoyed the rush of the flying the most, this natural rush. You can't beat that.